Pennington, he's got it. Throw to first. He did it. He did it. Dallas Braden has thrown a perfect game.
Hit toward third. Castro has it. Spins, fires. A perfect game. Roy Halladay has thrown the second perfect game.
Swinging a ground ball right side. Backhanded by Cabrera. He's going to turn, throw to first, and they didn't get him. Oh,
actually, they did get him. Let's be honest here. It was a perfect game that Armando Galarraga threw when he was pitching for the Detroit Tigers. It was a perfect game. The only reason we can't call it that is because the umpire screwed up.
And he
admitted it. So it's a kind of a ridiculous situation. But that was the third perfect game. It wasn't almost the third perfect game. It was the
Bud
third
Selig,
perfect game.
Come
that's
off
right.
High
in
horse.
as many weeks. And that seems a little odd because there's only been 20 perfect games thrown in baseball in the 130 years that we've been keeping records. So we're joined now by Mark Normandin. He's a writer for Baseball Prospectus, which is a statistically focused baseball website. And the statistics seem skewed here, Mark. What's happening with all these perfect games?
Well, it's kind of a boring answer, but it's just a bit of a fluke. These things sort of happen on occasion. There have been perfect games kind of close to each other. If you count Galarraga's game as a perfect game, there were 4 days in between them, but the shortest time between two perfect games is actually 3 days. So it's very rare that this happens, but it's not unprecedented.
Okay, so in this particular, I mean, a lot of people are saying that this Galarraga incident calls into question the role of the umpire in baseball, that giving the umpire the final call and having this rule that no matter what, even if the umpire himself admits that he made a mistake, you can't change it, that perhaps this means Major League Baseball needs to reevaluate that.
One of the good things that came out of this, which is kind of strange because it seems unfair that Galarraga is cheated out of a perfect game and his place in the record books, but it could be a good thing going forward because Commissioner Bud Selig said in his statement yesterday that they weren't going to overturn – well, he didn't say they weren't going to overturn the call, but by not saying it, he said it. But he mentioned that they're going to reevaluate replay and the job that the umpires do. Now, when they first introduced replay, they made it very clear that they just wanted to use it for home run calls, for fair and foul balls, that sort of thing. But this situation might have been kind of a tipping point that forces them to use replay for other situations. It won't be a balls or strikes thing, most likely, because it's still being slowly accepted by a lot of people who are in the game. But if they have the ability to check a play like that, then this wouldn't have happened.
Well, but for you who's a statistics guy, this has got to be slightly frustrating because really what we're talking about is a perfect game. But you can't include that in the statistics because the ump screwed it up in that 0.3 seconds after the play happened.
I think it might be more frustrating as a fan because you kind of recognize that it's a fluke when you're a statistics guy. There's no way of predicting that these are going to happen, really. You know, the probabilities are so low.
Right.
And a lot of the times, the people who throw these games, it's kind of a fluke for them, too. I mean, if the best pitchers were the ones always throwing perfect games, then we'd expect Roy Halladay to do it all the time.
That's true.
But
for the fans, it's got to be a heartbreaker. Mark Normandin is a writer at baseballprospectus.com, which is just a statistically focused website. That's pretty hard to say there, Mark. You know what you want to think about
it? It was
that.
Near perfection.
Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.